Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Well, God bless us all here. I'd like to begin with... And let me get off my Bluetooth here. Hang on just a second here. What's the right button there? Okay, I'm on my telephone, off my Bluetooth. Let's begin with a prayer. Oh, Lord, bless this work we're going to do today, and let it be your will and not mine. Allow us to touch the deepest hearts where the healing occurs. Allow us to be receptive to your grace and your love and learn from you what it is that we came here to learn. In his holy name, amen. Well, welcome to Healing the Heart, and God bless us all here. I have to tell you, the funniest thing just happened. I arrived here by the railroad tracks where I usually do my show, and I got here about an hour early, and I got a call from Don Newsom, my wonderful engineer, the best in the West, and Don says, well, are you ready to start your show? I said, no, man, it starts at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock your time, and they had a time change, so it's starting an hour earlier, so instead of me sitting here meditating, I jumped right into the show. So here I am, and God bless us all. Okay, disclaimer, none of this information is to help you treat, diagnose, or cure disease. If you've got a medical problem, go see your doctor, or as in the certain states, you can go see a primary care physician, a naturopath, which I highly recommend. Now, the general idea about the Bach flowers is that if you are feeling poorly, look up a remedy, go take it, and it'll make it go away. And that's the way most people think about the Bach flowers. But you know what? That's really shallow and superficial. They don't know that you can get very deep interchanges. You can get the finest inner child work that you've ever experienced. Deep interchanges. One is a thorough constitutional transformation with Bach flowers. Most people don't know that. Most impatient man I ever met, about 8 months, there wasn't a stitch of impatience in him at all. Most dominating man I ever met, his wife brought him over to me to work with, and I think 5-6 months, she told me he was no longer dominating. I thought that was like way cool. As long as I knew him, I might have given him some dominating remedies a couple years later for a month. But this basic hard-nosed dominating, it's a very sweet man, very spiritual man. But my God, you couldn't even be in the room with him. He just suck up all your energy controlling you. You can do the deepest, you know, I tell everybody, this will be the deepest inner child work that you will ever experience in your life. And I can produce because using the remedies correctly, you're going to get that deep inner child work. You're going to be able to touch the underworld ghost river and heal the old family energy patterns that come down the generations. Bible says, the iniquities of the father are visited onto the children for the third and fourth generation. The old gene patterns in the family. This is stuff you got from your dad, and he got it from his dad or his mother. And I tell all my people sign up for my class, my certification program, I say, this is going to be the most dramatic healing that you've ever experienced in your entire life. And most people tell me that it is. back remedies allow things to come to the surface that are not comfortable, that normally you wouldn't be dealing with because you're not comfortable. Things that you would never even know that you have is causing your problem. The issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the stuff and the crap that you carry in the emotional component, in the emotional spiritual conflict, in the karma which is causing your suffering, your disease. There's always an emotional component with any kind of disease or any kind of pain. The other secret is that something inside of you is drawing this to you. Excuse me. So what happens is everybody thinks about conditions. I don't like this. I don't like that. I need more money, or I need more business. I need a woman. I need a man. He's causing a problem. This situation, it's the government. This person's hurting me. But we don't realize that we draw these to us. We draw these situations to us because of the unresolved issues that we carry on the inside of ourselves. What we need to do is learn how to go and resolve the issues on the inside of ourselves. I'll give you an example. I had a student, he was getting a divorce from his wife. They were at it tooth and nail. He couldn't even be around her, he told me. He didn't want anything to do with her, and they were totally separated, and the divorce was going to be final in a couple of months. And he just wanted her so far away. She's so dominating. And he was total doormat, so he signed up for my course. He told me that he had been depressed, seriously depressed, his entire life. He told me that in a month, he said to me, his depression was gone. And I said, well, that's just too cool, man. And then he started meeting with his wife. Then they started getting closer together. Then within, I think it was 6 months, 8 months, somewhere in there, they were intimate again. Then they were hanging out together on the weekends. And then the divorce was finished, and they're thinking about getting back together. Because he resolved the stuff on the inside of the inside of the inside of himself. As he changed, his wife changed. Although we did give her remedies, too. He gave her remedies. And then I had a student who told me that she just wished her husband would die. She said, I feel so embarrassed about this. And that was, 4 months ago. And now she says how much in love they are and how they get along so much together. Because he's taking remedies, too. She's giving him remedies. But she changed. She changed who she is. And she just loves her life. So you need to learn to work on the issues and the baggage and the garbage inside yourself. I think I've got a poem on this here. Let me look here. Grab my poetry. I got one hand. I'm going through the paperwork. Let's see. About your truth. That's what it's called. What about your truth? What about being who you really are at the time? Feeling what you really feel? Looking the truth of who you really are? Nighttime spins its web among the shadows of the desert earth. Bird that's calling soft, calling to yourself, to just be real. To just be true. The wind is moving gently through the cactus in the night. And all the stars by millions announce to you. You do not need to live much more suppressed and not allowed to breathe and suffocate the person who is you inside. Stand out into the desert night. Breathe deep the warm, light air and let yourself come forth and let yourself be known and learn to stop the stifles and suppressions and the suffocations of your life. It's time to work your issues through. Process all this old, dark baggage from the hidden night. Breathe deep the desert air and step into a world. A world when you, where you can simply be everything that you are meant to be. Everything begins with peace of mind. My claim to fame is that I have peace of mind. I'm one of the only people you'll meet who'll tell you that they have peace of mind. I'm one of the only people you'll meet who tell you that they're happy. I have harmony in the core, which is one of our goals. Peace and harmony on the inside of myself. And I have my life work. I'm so happy, busy doing my life work. And I'm working, and I have to be humble when I say this, but I'm working in and through and with God's plan, what they call in China the Tao. I'm working with the Tao. And that's one of the things that we do in the healing process, is get you in touch with the Tao for your life, God's will and God's plan for your life, so you can work with that as opposed to working outside of it. My other claim to fame is that I have no fears, I have no worries, no depression, no anxiety. My friend Peter, who was psychic, one of the most psychic people I've ever met, used to solve murders for a living, and I, another show I'm going to tell you why people get murdered, because he taught me. He told me I had more fear than anyone he had ever met. This was in the mid-80s, and he told me I had more depression than anybody had ever met. And as I sat here by the railroad tracks with the sun setting out in the middle of nowhere, I can humbly tell you that I have no depression and I have no fear through God's grace. And I work through all my issues when they come up. I leave nothing hanging. Any karma that comes down on me, I sit down and work it through, because I got the two wonderful tools, the Bach flowers using the protocols that I can teach you, and the SAF using the protocols that I can teach you. So those things that I have, I can bring you along and teach you those things, which is pretty cool. And most of my students get to that point. Everything begins with peace of mind. Money will not give you peace of mind. If your mind is going round and round, if I only had money, money will not give you peace of mind. Ted Turner said he worries about money. He said he needs more money. He told the kids at the business department at Montana State University, he's got to get more money because he worries about money. Doesn't feel like he has enough money. I bet he's a multi-billionaire, and he still worries about money. Money is an issue in your mind. It's a mood. It's an emotion. It comes from old trauma from the childhood. Work won't give you peace of mind. People say, I got to work two jobs. I got to work three jobs. Or they'll say, if I can only get this work done, if I can only get this project done, I'll be happy. Didn't work that way. You get the project done, there's another project come up. The only way you're going to be happy is to get closer in touch with God and to resolve the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the stuff and the crap and the poop on the inside of yourself. That's the only way you're going to get happy. Not by achieving things, not by getting that woman that you've been wanting to get, or that man, or getting married. Those things aren't going to make you happy. Everything begins with peace of mind. Relax. Let go. Turn it over in your mind. Turn it over in your heart. Quit trying so hard. Quit running so hard. Quit pushing so hard. We need to learn what God's plan is and move into that and away from all these, heard the woman step forward and go, well, you know what, I think it's time for me to have a relationship with a man. I thought, oh my God, this is dangerous hearing her say that. She's gonna find a relationship. This is definitely not gonna be the right person. Because you want to allow that to come to you as opposed to chasing after it. So everything begins with peace of mind. Your life, your happiness, your success, it all begins with peace of mind, not what you get or what you have, or how good you look. It's whether or not you have the peace of mind inside. And that's what my course at the top of my training, my program, The Love Healing System, is about how to achieve peace of mind on the inside of yourself by resolving your baggage. People don't want to accept, and people are shallow. Hey, I got another point. What's your point? Hold on another. People live in a very shallow life, so check this point. Shallow, superficial, and not very deep. You must go deep to handle all your baggage and your stuff. Or do you even want to know about yourself, to learn about the secrets of your inner self and all you carry buried in a vault beneath the basement and the rafters of your hidden soul, far beyond the start of time, back to the place in pieces where you shut down your feelings and your breath and squelch the deeper pulses of your heart. Anything but feel, anything but know the truth, your truth, anything but never sorting out the toxic canyons and the hidden caverns in the ancient crossings of your secret heart. Okay. So let me look at the time. Hang on a second. Okay, we're doing good. So everything begins with peace of mind. People don't want to accept their karma. They don't want to see what that means. People don't want to accept what's going on with them. See, God puts you, if you got something going on with you, all of the major events of a person's life are predestined. They're karmically destined. They're destined by the hand of God, by the flowing pen of God. God writes a script of our lives. God puts us into a situation because he wants us to learn something. And what happens is people say, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be single. I don't want to be poor. And they start making plans to do things. They don't realize that God is putting us into a situation because we need to grow. We need to change. They say, well, it's time for me to have a husband. Time for me to get some money. No, we need to accept where we are and begin by making the changes in the inner self, on the inside of the inside of the inside of the self, instead of rushing all around trying to change the situations. Did you change the situation? You know what's going to happen? You're going to take yourself with you into the next situation. You're going to draw to you more negative energy from another situation. It's like, God bless her. What was the name of the woman? Oh, God. Famous actress had about, was it 8 husbands? You know, you go through one, and unless you've done the change, Elizabeth Taylor, yeah, she had 6 or 8 husbands, God bless her. You go through the changes, you need to go through the changes on the inner self, as opposed to thinking, if I could just get a new situation on the outer self. Okay. Okay, I got another point. Let me just go ahead and read this, and then I'll be done with my points. Let me look here. So much for not being prepared. Okay. Okay, I already read that one. I'm lost. It's my own show, and I'm going like, I'm lost. I don't know where I am. See, normally, I'll just sit here and get organized before the show, and I'll just arrive here by the railroad tracks out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is the point I'm going to donate. Here we go. Here we go. And if I read it, well, too bad. Too bad, I'll read it again. thank you guys for waiting. Shallow, superficial, and not very deep. You must go deep. I'll just read that one. Let me put that aside. Okay. Awake. I wonder if I read that one. Okay, pretty soon I'm going to get bored of looking through my papers here in a minute. And I wanted to read this at a point. It was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay. What about your truth? I may have read this, but I'll read it again. What about being who you really are inside? Feeling what you really feel. Looking for the truth. The truth of who you really are. Nighttime spins its web among the shadows of the desert earth. You hear a bird that's calling soft, calling to your inner self. To just be real, to just be true. The wind is moving gently through the cactus in the night. And all the stars by millions announce to you, you do not need to live. Much more suppressed. Not allowed to breathe and suffocate the person who is you inside. Stand out into the desert night. Breathe deep the warm, light air. And let yourself come forward. And let yourself be known. And learn to stop the stifles and suppressions and the suffocations of your life. It's time to work your issues through. Process all this old dark baggage from the hidden night. Breathe deep the desert air. Step into another world. A world where you can simply be everything that you are meant to be. I think that was good. I read that before, I think, and this is such a good time. Such a good thing to talk about, being yourself and being with your feelings. Well, a couple more notes and we're going to get to our remedy. We're going to work on remedies tonight. A few more ideas here. We must not be afraid to follow the truth wherever it may lead. I'm going to read that again. Thomas Jefferson said this. We must not be afraid to follow the truth wherever it may lead. You need to find your truth. You need to live your truth. You need to think your truth. And you need to speak your truth. To learn about your truth, the first thing you need to do is learn about yourself. If you go to the Temple of Delphi, ancient, you'll see inscribed the words of Socrates, know thyself, gnothi theaton in Greek, gnothi tipson in Latin, which is written in Greek, know thyself. The future is all about the self. Because we can't move forward and have any peace of mind and be happy unless we know who we really are. Purple Singh said, he was president of the World Fellowship of Religions, that you feel in your heart and what you think in your head and what you speak with your mouth, that's your truth, that's your integrity. We're thinking one thing with our head, we're feeling something different with our heart, and we're feeling something, we're speaking something different with our mouth. You're only in integrity with yourself and your truth when those three are in alignment. Most of us don't even know what our truth is, so we're like way out of integrity with ourselves. You know what? Let's begin here next week, because I want to jump into going over the Mimulus. This is a real heavy lesson. We're going to talk about this first of all next week. To know your truth, to speak your truth, to be in your truth, to live your truth. Because if you don't do that, man, you're not alive. There's no way you're going to have peace of mind. I always feel something's eating on you inside. We're going to talk more about that. It's next week. I'm going to write another poem about it. Let's go and go talk about Mimulus. I want to get into these background remedies now. And the reason I'm going to talk about these background remedies and the reason I'm going through these remedies is so that you can learn them. This is an educational experience. Although I am going to do a commercial about my course, my sessions and stuff in a minute. But as we're talking about the Bach remedies, this is educational for you. This is for you to learn about. And we talked about that the group that we're going through is called the Remedies for Shielding and Protection. The issue of shielding and protection is probably the biggest issue in the world, which causes physical disease. You got people, because if you don't have shielding, you got people sucking your energy, taking your power. Let me get my notes set up here. Sitting by the relic. Notes flying everywhere. If you're not shielded and protected, then they're going to come in, they're going to dump their negative energy on you, use you as a dumper, and they're going to suck your energy, take your power, use you as a feeder. And people taking your energy, you walk away and you go, oh man, I'm tired. Well, yeah, you just got drained. I've stood next to people and I'm totally drained. I've talked to people and I'm just feeling great. And then after I talk to them, I feel like crap. They drained all my energy out. And the patterns they do this on, the shielding remedies go for that and help to heal that. The patterns that these people suck energy, take your power, is from the patterns of the childhood, the family gene patterns, the family energy patterns from the dysfunctional family. And there's nine remedies. First one is agrimony. First one is sentry, for being a people pleaser, too much of a nice guy, can't say no. The second one is walnut, which is your general remedy for protection. It's powerful, powerful, the most powerful remedy for protection. And then the third one is agrimony. And the agrimony person stops their feelings inside and doesn't let you know what they really feel. They don't let themselves know what they really feel. And they just put on a happy face or put on a pleasant face. The next shielding remedy is Mimulus, which also is part of a group called Fear Group. Now, for those of you taking notes, let me give you the remedies for fear. These are remedies that go for fear. Mimulus, known fear, fears of the world. Aspen, unknown fear. In other words, there's no cause for it. So why are you afraid? I don't know, I'm just afraid. People call it panic attacks. But it could be you're afraid there's a ghost in the room. Maybe you're afraid you've got a spell. Or maybe you're afraid if you don't go to church, you're going to go to hell. Anything that's sort of spooky, otherworldly, you use Aspen. And also children's nightmares. And then Red Chestnut is for worry about other people. She's not worried about herself, but she's worried about other people. And then Rock Rose is for terror and panic. When the plane starts going down, you go into terror. Well, although a lot of people live in terror these days. And then the last one is Sherry Plum, which is for a feeling that you're going out of your mind, losing your mind. Those are the fear remedies, the fear group. We're going to get back to those because we're going to stay here and go through all the remedies for shielding and protection, of which Mimulus is a big one. I had a guy took me in a taxi cab somewhere, I think it was in Chicago, and he was telling me about how when he was there with Stalin in Russia, he said they were all so scared, everybody's so scared. And that's how Stalin, Khrushchev, and all those boys created the country to have order and organization. They made you scared. You don't want any fear. You don't want anybody causing you fear. You don't want to have your dragons and your demons from inside of you causing you fear. Buck wrote, Fear of Worldly Things. Anything of the world, Dr. Jim Blickman, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. I used to teach classes in his office when I was in L.A. He calls them everyday fears. Fear about illness, like worry about getting ill. I had a lady, she had this lump on her side. She says that her mother died of a lump. And she had this lump. She was just terrified, going through her days being terrified. And so I put her on the Mimulus. And she told me at the end of the month, she didn't have any fear anymore. And the next time I saw her, she told me the lump was gone. That's pretty cool. Fear of accidents. Had one brother told me, in fact, I probably listened, and he said his wife has fear of driving in a car. I said, we better use some Mimulus. Fear of accidents. Poverty, it's worried about money. Fear of the dark, a lot of children have that. Anything fear of the dark is going to be, Mimulus can be aspirin to it. They both have fear of the dark. Fear of misfortune, some bad things are going to happen to you. You're worried some bad things. You know, what one brother told me, he said, well, what if I lose my job, you know? What if I lose all my income, you know? And those kind of fears, those what-if fears. So fear of known causes. And Bach wrote, these people quietly and secretly bear their dread. They do not freely speak of it with others. So this fear of known causes, do you know what you're afraid of? There's a feeling of dread, and I hate that feeling. And I live with that feeling forever. Peter told me I had more fear than anybody he's ever met. Live with a terrible fear all my life. One person told me there was a feeling of doom, like I was not going to make it. There wouldn't be enough money. Negative decrees. So instead of decreeing positive things like affirmations, you start decreeing, oh, there's not going to be enough money. Oh, I'm not going to be able to pay the rent. Oh, I know my health is going to get worse. I know I'm going to get bit by a snake. You know, I used to have a terrible fear of snakes, and I took some Mimulus. This was in the 80s, I think, 70s. And I said, man, I got all this fear of snakes. I took some. Within the next month, I got this Forest Service brochure. It said, if you're walking in the woods, don't just hop over a log, hop over a rock. Go slowly to look, see if there's a snake sitting there on the other side. Bite you. You jump on him, you know. And the way that I was walking through the woods was so fast, and I went, oh, my gosh. And I started walking slowly and noticing when I walked around things. You know what? Never had any more fear. The fear was God's way of telling me to chill out, quit walking so fast, like a madman through the woods. Are you positive you locked the door? I'm so afraid I didn't lock the door. And then, I know I'm going to get mugged. I had a guy who kept telling me, I know I'm going to get mugged. I'll be in a bad area of Los Angeles before I'm like, yes, I know they're going to come and mug me. And I told you about the guy that went to Dr. Murphy's classes and told everybody, I'm in a bad part of town. I stay open late. People are getting mugged and robbed. And sometimes they're even being shot. He said, I know I'm going to get robbed one night, and I know I'm going to get shot too. And people go, don't say that, don't say that. And he kept coming and he kept saying that. And one night he was robbed and he was shot too. You don't want to keep saying over and over bad things. You want to supplant it with positive things. And taking the Mimulus is helpful because it's going to go for the big traumas that's underneath that's causing this. The underworld ghost river is causing your fear. And then the woman who, Dr. Murphy said that in her class she talked about being shot. No, I'm sorry, being raped. No, it wasn't in her class. It was a police officer who said when they went into the house, she was raped, and when they went into her house, they found clippings going back from the papers. 20 years where she had been thinking about taking clippings out about women being raped. And so eventually she was raped. So you want to clear your mind out. You do that through the affirmations, the positive affirmations that God is taking care of you. I'll bring some positive affirmations to the show next week about that you can use for the fear. They're pretty cool from Dr. Murphy. I recommend The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, Dr. Joseph Murphy. Get that book. Anybody who's working on themselves, that's going to, because you have to be able to receive a healing. You've got to be able to receive your good instead of blocking it. And Dr. Murphy's book, I tell everybody, only book in the world, Power of Your Subconscious Mind, only book in the world you can give to a person who has a major physical illness, and just because they're reading that book, their disease is going to get better. It's a very cool book. Worry about money. A feeling of doom. I wasn't going to make it. There isn't enough money. How can I pay all those bills? We don't have enough money. And you don't want to be thinking those things. And I remember Elvis Presley talked all the time about dying at the age of 42 from a drug overdose. Just like his mom, who died 42 from a drug overdose. And you know what? He died at 42 from a drug overdose. I'm going to check my phone. Okay, good. I love those kind of stories. They're really cool. A feeling of dread. Like things are not going to work out. Perhaps some unfortunate thing might happen in the future or soon. Fear of cold, fear of damp, fear of darkness, fear of success, or fear of failure. Fear of people. I used to be very afraid of people. And I took, someone asked me to take flumamulus, and I took it. And then all the shyness left, just for shyness. And I wasn't shy anymore. I didn't have fear of people anymore. Fear of losing friends, secret fears that you don't tell people about, fear of the future, fear of growing old. I had a terrible fear. I promise. A young lady who's listening, God bless you. She said she's so afraid of growing old. I said, take the amulet. God bless you. Well, I was 30 years old, and I looked, and I saw wrinkles. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. I'm going to die. I'd had this terrible fear of getting older, so I took the Mimulus, and it went away, and you know what? I'm 67. From that time forward, I've never had any fear of growing old, and I don't have any fear of growing old right now. I talked to a gentleman in the Philippines the other day, and he said, you don't sound like you're 67. You sound about half of that. I said, thank you. You earned some points. Fear of growing old. Apprehension through fear, anxiety. This is when people talk about anxiety. This is one of the remedies, because this is like worry. When they talk about anxiety, maybe they're talking about worry. It could be agrimony, that's anxiety. It could be aspen, which is they call panic attacks, or it could be white chestnut, which is thoughts going round and round, causing mental torture. So you can write those down. Those are the anxiety ones, and worry. This is a big one for worry. Fear for health. Fear of disease. So any fear of disease. So you're worried about disease. You're worried about getting cancer. You're worried about, you know, take a Mimulus. God will bless you. Fear of disease. Fear. Oh, God, I had a Mimulus story. I got to tell you. I have this student who dropped out in the middle of the course. And she called me 2 years later, and she had only bought the Mimulus, the only remedy she bought. And she took it. She took it straight through for 2 years. And she was in the process of losing her house, foreclosing. Maybe they were going to foreclose, maybe they weren't. And her girlfriend said to her, oh, you must be afraid to death. You must be scared to death. Because, I mean, she could barely put food on her table. She was going through some hard times. But she'd been taking this Mimulus. She told her girlfriend, no, I don't worry about money. I don't worry about losing the house. If God wants to take it, let him take it. I know God's taking care of me. I just laughed. I said, girlfriend, you got the Mimulus. God protected you from fear. Oh, my God. Let me take my phone here. Let me do let me do something to pay the bills. Quick commercial here. Those of you who are interested in the healing process, you're welcome to call me. I'll be glad to do flower essences with you. My number is 406-585-0774. medicinewin.11@gmail.com. Now I'll give that out in a minute. Those of you who are interested in the certification program, the Academy of Healing, we have a one-year certification program. My website, drericlove.com. We have a one-year certification program. We give a certified nutrition consultant. We give a certified homeopath. And we give a certified herbalist and perhaps say homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals, which I'll have to tell you some stories about animals and using the flowers, which are way cool. This course is a one-year course. It's a true apprenticeship. There's no, I don't do examinations, I don't do paperwork, I don't do testing. I know where you're at all times, and I know what you're doing. And I am encouraging you every step of the way to learn this system. It's a true apprenticeship. And you learn it, I don't think you can learn this system from a book. Even though I have two books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself, which are the textbooks for the course, about 1,000 pages between the two of them, they're e-books. Those of you who would like it, get in touch with me. I can send you those two books. Well, it's a true apprenticeship, and you learn the system by sitting beside me an hour per week for a year. We can skip a week here and there. But what happens is when we are together and we're working together, pick up the system, because I'm giving you remedies each week and letting you experience the healing. And it should be, I tell everybody, this should be the most dramatic healing of your life. And we do that together. It's almost like I sit beside you and hold your hand for a year and bring you through the gateways and the doorways and the healing portals and the secret zones and spaces that people don't know anything about for healing the emotional component. And I take you through them. You got to see it, taste it, touch it, and feel it, which you do when you work with me and I take you through this on the inside of yourself. Then you'll learn it and you'll get it within 2, 3, 4 months, somewhere in there. I want you working with other people, because you will learn from that. When you're done, you'll have it. And I'll also teach you the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful SAS system, which Louise Hay said is what she said. These were her words, that it was the most, I don't remember what her words were. It's the best therapy, healing therapy on earth, something like that. And it's the very, very deepest work that works on the traumas and the underworld ghost river. And even deeper than Bach. And those two go together. The SAF works on the traumas, and Bach Remedies works on the character defects and spiritual defects, like the pride and the hate and the greed and the fears and anxiety and stuff like that. And then I teach you the wonderful alignment technique. You just hold a couple of points in the forehead and behind the head, and all the bones in the spine go into a complete spinal alignment. It's just too cool for school. And people come out of pain. I've had people come out of pain, been in pain 15 years. I mean, it's just the most coolest thing. And I teach you that. And I teach you the nutrition, how to heal people's stuff through nutrition. We use a system from Dr. Lorraine Day, which I consider just the most advanced on earth. One-year course, and it's going to put you on the right track and put you in power to be able to do healing work on the emotional component with people and master the remedies on the advanced level and not just on the superficial level that most people are working with. Okay, so that's right there. Let me check my time. Okay, so we're going to continue on with the remedies, and it is getting dark, and a train is coming, so you're going to hear it honking its horn in a little bit. Parasitic infestation. That means that the minimalist person actually draws people to them who suck their energy and take their power. Because if you're scared, they know they can get away with dumping on you. because of your fear. So you're going to get drained. So people are going to use you as a dumper and use you as a feeder. And they know they can get away with it. If you have fear, or it's a different way. If you want to have some shielding protection, we got to heal your fear. When you don't have so much fear, these people are not going to be coming taking advantage of you and taking your power. And a lot of times when people take your power, it's something that you don't even know. You can't even see it. So one of the things we do is pull your records and open your files. I wonder if I can get this guy here. Let me see if I can get him to do his horns. It's a guy thing here. You see, I'm asking him to do his horn. He's not doing his horn. He's passing me by. I don't know if he can. There he goes. There he goes. Too cool. Okay. It's a guy thing to hear that horn. Okay. Feel drained after talking with certain people. So once you talk to this person or that person, you go away and you feel drained. A lot of people, a lot of you guys who are tired or exhausted or feel weak, it's because you're being drained by people. And a lot of times you don't even know who it is because it happened with your mom, with your dad, with the genetic family pattern, dysfunctional family pattern from the past, and you just accepted it and learned to live with it. But the minimalist draws parasitic people. They draw people who take a lot of energy from you. Your energy is pulled by other people. And so you get zapped, you know, by other people. My papers are flying here. My book is flying. Okay. Your energy is zapped by other people. And you need to be shielded and protected from people who are violating, parasitic, negative people who are sucking your energy and taking your power. Vitality sapped by others. So this is one of the shielding remedies. And if we're looking to get you more shielded, where people don't drain you and take your power, we may have to use the Mimulus. It's a cool remedy. Plus, I mean, there's so much fear now. All you got to do is turn on the radio and you're just scared to death. I had a doctor who studied with me, and he learned the Bach flowers, and he told me one night, he said, you know, I can't do holistic medicine with my patients. And I said, why not? He said, because when I was in medical school, they just scared me, they terrorized me, that I'm going to miss some terrible disease, and the patient's going to die just because I misdiagnosed them. So he says, I just don't have time to relax and sit and work with the holistic healing, the nature cure, or the Bach flowers. God bless him. Nervousness. Mimulus is a nervous person. They're nervous because of fear. Talkative at times because of fear. And resistant to vulnerabilities, to opening up because of fear. Those are got the fear of people. I've had many people say, I'm scared of people. I'm scared of opening up to people. Shyness, we talked about that. Quiet and shy. Mimulus is a shy person. Can be a shy person. And because of that shyness, they like self-confidence. So somebody say, I want to give speeches. Well, we may need to heal your fear of giving speeches or your fear of people or your fear of being criticized. And we use a Mimulus for that. Fear of the opposite sex. Oh, my God. That was a big fear that I had. I was scared of girls for so long. Oh, my God, when I was younger. So scared of women. I was all dominating, trying to hide it. But and by the way, you guys, God bless you guys. I am now on the dominating remedies. So I realized I was being dominating and bossy and pushy. I'm like, dude. And so I went on the dominating remedies. So those of you, anybody who might have been at the opposite end of my dominating nature, know that I'm like working on myself, working on myself through just another level that came up. So still with shyness, blushing easily, bashful. So I'm telling all my secrets here. So you know, Dr. Love, he's taking the dominating remedies. Okay, so now that's public. blushing, and just between you and me and the NSA. Bashful and timid. So this is shy, bashful, timid. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Most bashful people in the world were the sisters down in Mexico. And we used to take money down there to the orphanage. And they were so shy and so timid and too much of a nice guy, sentry and agrimony, all these shielding remedies. And so we gave them a set of Bach remedies. We gave them bunches of money, and we gave them a set of Bach remedies and did a little class talking about music. Came back down, and it was 6 months. And my wife and I got out of the car, and we looked. It was a whole different group of sisters. And I said, well, they replaced those sisters, put in some new sisters to the orphanage. So let's go and introduce ourselves. And we walked up, and I was starting to say, hi, I'm Dr. Love. I bring money down here. And they looked. They all looked at me, and they said, hi, Dr. Love. And I went, what? And they said, hi, Dr. Love. And I thought, it was the same sisters, but they had healed their fear and shyness. They had healed their doormat. They had healed their shielding issue. They had healed their holding things inside. There's a big thing for the girls in Mexico. They were totally different, and they didn't even look like the same people. They were standing tall, and they were strong, and they were more healthy. They didn't even look like the same people. That was wild. So that's my tale, blushing easily and bashful and timid. There wasn't one of them that was that way anymore. So I went in, we gave them more money. I said, God, I'm so embarrassed. I said, don't worry about it, Dr. Love. Uncomfortable in the presence of others and stuttering, fear and shyness, because you're shy and you're scared. Oversensitive. Minimalist is so scared, they're so sensitive to controversy, sensitive to strife, sensitive to noises, sensitive to talking, sensitive to deep question, a defensive attitude, and financial fears, poverty consciousness, worry about money, fear of poverty, fear of lack, fear of insufficiency, worry about not having enough money, scarcity consciousness. Let me read you, we're getting close to the end, so let me read you some Dr. Bach here. Another fundamental help to us is to put away all fear. Fear in reality, this is from Dr. Bach, reality holds no place in the human kingdom, since the divinity within us, which is ourself, is unconquerable and immortal. And if we could only realize that we as children of God have nothing with which to be afraid. In this materialistic age, fear naturally has increased in earthly possessions, where people are scared of losing their earthly possession, might be snatched away. In this age, the fear of disease, he continues, has developed until it's become a great power for harm. We're afraid of disease. We're afraid of catching disease. The knowledge of bacteria and various germs associated with disease plays havoc in the minds of tens of thousands of people, when in truth, he says, there is a factor which science has been able to explain on physical grounds, and that is why some people become affected by disease which others escape, although both classes may be open to the same possibility of infection. Materialism forgets that there is a factor above the physical plane which in the ordinary course of life protects or renders susceptible any particular individual with regards to disease, of whatever nature it may be. Fear, by its depressing... So in other words, there's a factor inside of you which is going to draw the disease to you, or which is going to make the disease where it can't come to you. You don't have a susceptibility to it. And that factor is definitely the karma. It's definitely how you feel, how you think, and it's definitely whether you're just all nerved out and fearful and anxiety and emotionally all upset, being drawn that to you. Let me check. Don, how are we doing on time? Let me ask my wonderful, wonderful... Okay, thanks, Tom. My wonderful engineer, Don Newsome, I'll introduce you to him sometime. He says, even in the worst epidemics, only a portion of those exposed to infection are attacked. And we have seen that the real cause of disease lies in our own personality, is within our own control. The remedy lies within ourselves. Fear must be cast out. It shouldn't even exist in the human mind, because we, as sons of the Creator, sparks of the divine life, we are invincible, indestructible, and unconquerable. So maybe we should end there. God bless us all. Our number again, 406-585-0774, drericlove.com, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. I wish you a wonderful week, and thanks for joining us today and learning about the Manimulus. Next week, we're going to talk about LARCH, the remedy for self-confidence. And God bless us all, and God bless you.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.